Criminal justice advocates say they hope to build on victories in recent weeks, like the legalization of adult recreational use of marijuana, to gain more reforms for members of Black and brown communities who are incarcerated at a higher rate than white New Yorkers. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Advocates and progressive-leaning Democratic lawmakers want to add to the recent wins of legal cannabis and a law to limit solitary confinement in state prisons. They hope that in the remaining weeks of the legislative session, they can also see passage of measures that reform the state's parole system. One of the bills, known as elder parole, would require the state's parole board to take into account the health of a prisoner aged 55 or older who has already served a significant amount of their sentence. Many of the 10,000 or so inmates in this category suffer from chronic diseases, and some have died in the COVID-19 pandemic. Nuwana Tucker is with the group Release Aging People in Prison, known as RAP. Her husband has been incarcerated for 33 years. She says at age 55, he deserves a chance to be home with his family.
My husband has two children of his own. Two grandchildren he has never met.
Tucker and others say the state's criminal justice system needs to offer more than just punishment and should also offer a chance of redemption for those who have served their time for their crimes.
When the parole board in the state of New York does not grant the paroles that so many deserve and you allow them to die in prison, you have now become a murderer yourself. This has to stop.
Assemblymember Carmen De La Rosa sponsors the bill. She says she represents a community adversely impacted by the federal war on drugs and the state's former harsh Rockefeller drug laws. She says many of the men that she grew up with are now in prison because of those laws.
We know that our communities, Black and brown communities, are disproportionately sentenced to long sentences without even the possibility of parole. And we know that when they get before the parole board, they are not judged based on any transformation or any system of restoration. They're judged basically on one point in time that they can never change. This has to change because that is at the root core of the inequities that exist in the parole board.
Another bill would require parole board members to take into consideration other factors besides the original crime, including how a person might have changed for the better while in prison. Senator Brad Hoyleman, who sponsors the elder parole bill in his house, says the measures do not yet have enough support for passage. He urged advocates to talk to other lawmakers who are still on the fence in the final weeks before the legislature adjourns for the summer.
We're standing on your shoulders to get these bills passed, and I'm so focused on doing that before the end of June.
The lawmakers and advocates are also calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to change the makeup of the state's parole board. Cuomo appoints the 19 parole board members, and there are currently 3 vacancies. The advocates want the governor to fill those vacancies with commissioners who come from communities adversely affected by high rates of imprisonment, and consider appointing social workers, nurses, and those who work in services that help inmates re-enter society. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.